is good. Forget.
All right, we're back, folks. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. I'd like to get your input. If you have served time in state or federal prison, I'd like to get your thoughts and get, you know, maybe a couple of your experiences. We're with Clinton in Wisconsin. Now, Clinton, I want to ask you, you had mentioned, I want you to reiterate here regarding Jack McLaren, because I know Jack, okay? I mean, I don't know him really, really well, but I've had the experience of talking to him on several occasions, had him on my show before, and you had mentioned something, you had asked him, you had posed a question to him and repeat that again?
Well, I asked him more than once, I believe, at least twice. Where's all your so-called brothers in your police organization? That was the basic tenet of the question. And the context of the response was they're all in hiding, so they're undercover or this and that, so nobody knows who they are or that or concerned or they're fearful. Whatever it was he was implying, it just, a man like me, with my experience, doesn't hear the same thing when he hears an answer like that than other people may be willing to hear. It's all I'm saying about Mr. McLaren. It's all I'm saying about it, okay? I don't want to infer anything else other than that.
That's fine, Clinton. No, the only reason I'm asking, I mean, I can understand, based upon what Jack's job is, and we'll go off this subject here in a minute, I understand that with Jack's job is to educate the police and the military on what's going on with the globalist agenda with a one-world government. And I can also understand in light of, I've been out to, I'll give you an example. I went out to a gun show here, maybe 8-9 months ago. And I happened to run across it's not an actual sheriff, but they have, in Phoenix, Arizona, they have, I guess, a volunteer type of sheriff thing. And they've got a lot of them, okay? They're volunteers for ARPAIO. And I had a long conversation with this guy who told me that I should be a volunteer because, you know, even though I'm not a regular and even though I don't think they get paid for it, they are called in to particular situations, but this guy knew all about what was going on. He knew all about the globalist agenda, the New World Order, you know, whatever you want to call it. And he said that many, many, many people in their particular organization was aware. And I asked him a couple specific questions. I said, well, you know, if they declare martial law, you understand what's going on with that. Would you guys fire on an American citizen? And he said, no, we would not. Not only that, we've already made the decision of which way we're going to go, and it's not with the New World Order. So I do know that there's an increment of people that, you know, Jack, that do work in that element that know what's going on, okay? And for whatever reason, they are, you know, they're working in that particular capacity, and for the sake of their paycheck or whatever, they don't say anything. But
well, I understand that there's probably some contingency in that context, but I also know that there's a whole hell of a lot of provocateur and surreptitious activity that these people are trained very well. You could have been recruited to become a snitch had you spent more time with that individual you just made reference to. I don't know. But what I do know is this, Michael. I know what comes out of a man's mouth and what he actually does when it's time to put up or shut up are two different things. Okay?
Okay.
And what you're going to have to do and come to terms with as this police state continues to grab us by the throat and squeeze ever harder and harder is you're going to have to side up. Like when you walk in through the walls, you'll see this on these TV shows I made reference to, too. You're going to side up. You're going to become an American Nazi. You're going to become a gangster disciple. You're going to become something, or you're going to suffer a price that you're not willing to pay for your naivety and your ignorance. And you're going to find an entirely new and very real way to continue to survive.
All right, hold with me here, Clinton. We'll be back in three. Got to take a break, and then we got a long segment. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got more to come, folks. Stick with me.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, talking about police brutalities in the prisons and what we're looking at coming down the pike here with the police filming us when we go to anti-war rallies or whatever. And, Clinton, I want to take you back for a minute. You had mentioned something a few minutes earlier about the agenda of the guards. Now, do some of these guards have an agenda? I mean, do they enjoy raping inmates as well? Some of them?
I never witnessed a guard rape an inmate, but I've been subjected to myself and have witnessed a lot of sexual abuse with the genitals. They'll slap you in your testicles with their tools, things like that. They'll make you drop your clothes and bend over and spread the cheeks so that they can do an anal inspection. And there's been incidents when they probe the suspect's anus. Okay? People have a job to do, and the way that they do it is really not pristine and genteel. So in that context, they have a job to do. They can't allow a convict to smuggle in a sharp object or some drugs, although it still does occur that way. And quite often, certain guards, one or more, are compromised and bring this stuff in for the people they have working for them, because you always got to wonder, you know, a person like me, you got to wonder how some of the stuff that they show you, all the confiscated contraband and some of the weapons, you know, it just goes beyond the pale. The propaganda is just, it's almost humorous. It's a black humor for me, as it's a joke.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question from a perspective of being, on the inside looking out, if you will. Now, have you seen any of these video clips that I posted on my website with Hope Steffi, this woman that was basically assaulted, raped without penetration in the jail cell by the police, seven different police officers that stripped her naked? Have you seen that?
AmericanAwakening.com. Where does that go to? It redirected me to Tommy Zito?
No, it's the AmericanAwakening.org.
All right, I will watch it later today. I have not as of yet.
Okay, but I'm looking at these video clips of, here's a woman who was assaulted in a jail cell. She called 911. The police came out. She made the mistake of giving her deceased sister's driver's license that she kept as a memento. They wouldn't give it back to her. They ultimately arrested her, took her down to a jail cell, and in the line of questioning, they literally took her in her jail cell, stripped her naked. Okay, and I'm wondering what your take on this, because I'm seeing this, there's other video clips on my website of this kid that's being, basically lambasted by a police officer on the street where he's headlocked down, his skateboard is taken away from him. There's another paraplegic that is dumped out of a wheelchair in Florida just the other day. And see, what I'm hearing from you is I'm seeing, by virtue of the fact that these police are now filming all these dissidents, these anti-war activists and so forth, and, Halliburton's got the $385 million contract to build prison camps around the country, I see this coming to a town near us, if you know what I mean.
It's already here, Michael. That's what I've been trying to get through to you. What happened to that woman was not unique. They've done that to me. At one time I trusted my doctors, who are Nazi fascists now with these behavior modification drugs. I thought I would take some medication for depression, and it radically changed my behavior like we've seen so frequently. Well, I was thrown into a cell, stripped below the waist. They sprayed my jacket with that bug spray that they use, and then they rubbed it into my testicles, and it left me in a cell without any water all night so I would burn. So when you tell me, what do I think of that, I go, nothing new. Been there, done that. I know what they got coming. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, I tell you what, stick with me, Clinton, if you will. The phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. Let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael, and I've got Clinton up as well. Go ahead, George.
I know a guy, a young kid, he's like 23 years old. He's an ex-convict. He's trying to get his life back together. I talked to him, and he served for 5 years in the Florida prison system, and he has a genuine hatred for police officers and child molesters. Police officers, for one reason, he was yanked away from his parents when he was 11 years old, put in a foster care system. He wasn't abused or anything by his parents, but yet they adopted him and put him in foster care, and he turned into a criminal. And he hated police because every time he ran home, he begged the cops, I don't want to go back. And the cops would just send him right back to the same abusive situation. And so that's where he has his hatred of the cops, because they failed to protect him. And the other thing, he hates child molesters because he was being molested. And the system never did anything to help him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, he would be right in his viewpoint then. I just got a message here. A call came into the network off the air that says that there is a big difference between male and female prisons. Now, and I'll put the word out there, if that was a woman caller that had called in that had been in a female prison, I would welcome you to call in and give us your take on that, because I'm sure that, there's no question in my mind, I don't think, Clinton, I don't think what's going on in a female prison, do you?
No, didn't get that lucky.
Okay, George, George, you can't condemn this guy for having that attitude of not liking police officers and child molesters if he's constantly being molested and the police won't protect him. That would be a natural attitude to adopt, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. And the thing is, I observe the police departments, because I go to Dunkin' Donuts a lot, and I go into Denny's a lot. I have breakfast early in the morning, and I see the police gather around. And I tell you one thing, there is a... You know, there's starting to become a fracture within the ranks, because you got some really sickos in the department, and a lot of these officers are trying to serve honorably and do their jobs, and try to protect the public, are being tainted by these sickos. You know, by these sickos on the force. I remember about a year ago, I had to help an old couple get a ride back up to North Carolina, because he came down in a nice Winnebago. He had like $5,000 in cash on there, and they had their bank accounts, their cash, their house, everything stripped from them over this war on drugs. And these cops acted like pirates, taking everything this couple earned over the years. And, you know, these cops don't have a conscience. And, you know, the thing is, it's like, it's going to come down to the point where people are going to start shooting back. They're going to say, hell with you guys. I ain't working within the system.
Hey, Michael.
Yes, go ahead, Glenn.
I want George to hear this, and you and everybody listening. This is in regard to what I had to say about McClam and the fact that I hate authority in general myself for the reasons that George expressed anecdotally. But I want you to tell me, I lived this myself, my own personal experiences. Now, when you've been stripped of your clothes and you've had a chemical rubbed into your testicles and you're burning and you're screaming in pain and you look up at the eyes of five or six of these police officers around, I don't want to hear none of your crap about my brothers don't pretend to do this and they're not planning to do that. They're punks. They're liars and punks. They're cowards, okay? Now, I've been in a situation where some of the most brutal men stood up for what was right in the context when we were in the walls. You see the parallax there? I'm 55 years old, man. I've never seen a police officer stand up and do the right thing when those so-called sickos were doing their thing. They're punks and cowards, okay? And they're going to get theirs, too. I want them to know, all of you punks and all of you cowards, we're coming to time to the day when there's a riot in a prison, there's a brief period of time when there's nobody in control, and that's when you're going to get yours, you punks and you cowards. Hear me well. Your day is coming, and you're going to get what you got coming.
Well, now, George had mentioned, see, this gentleman that he was talking about hates perverts, child molesters, and he hates police officers. And obviously, you know, that what you've experienced in your tenure over the time that you spent, 12 years, you've adopted that attitude. And I have to say myself, okay, with the treatment, the brutality that I was given at that stint where I was beaten ahead with a lead-weighted flashlight by a police officer, it was a rude awakening for me, because it caused, up to that point, I was a naive kid, 21 years old, and I thought what my parents taught me was true, that the police were there to protect you, and I had a rude awakening that day when I was beat half to death, and I realized that wasn't always the case. And again, I have to reiterate and say that I don't know that, you know, all police officers aren't bad, but I think that there's a, correct me if I'm wrong, if you disagree with me, guys, but I think that there's an element of hive mentality or a gang mentality that overcomes the weaker individuals, and if they're not of strong character, they tend to be sucked into it. Would you agree with that, Clinton?
Yes and no. What I'm trying to say is there's a number of men and women who become police officers who are not over that line to do all the brutality, but they're the punks and the cowards I'm referring to, because they stand by. They watch it happen again and again and again. And then they come and they try to lie to your face when you ask them, why do you even stay a cop? And they're going to give you some crap like, God led me to do this work. That's the kind of guy that I've got a special little surprise for. Okay?
So you're talking about the individual that doesn't have the guts to stand up, yet will cover for their fellow police officers and lie on a police report.
Those are the ones that you believe are the good ones. I'm telling you,
right.
I know who the good ones are. None of them are any good. All right?
Well,
what I said again, Michael, is those men I'm referring to right now, men and women I'm referring to right now, do not ordinarily step over the line into the brutality, but they're the ones who allow it to go on and on and on and on and don't have the courage to do what has to be done. And they're contributing. They're like collaborators in that regard. They'll like stand there if one of these clowns wants a weapon and it's out of his reach while he's got you down on the ground.
All right, I got to stop you. We got to go to a break. Hold that thought. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be back with Clinton and George.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Well, I walk back down. All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443 with your comments or thoughts. I got Clinton on the line, and I still got George there. Clinton, continue with your thought there.
Well, I was starting get a little aggravated and agitated, but what I was just trying to convey is to allow ourselves to believe and be placated by the premise that there's a whole lot of good police officers out there, and there's only a few rotten apples, and more and more of those rotten apples we're seeing conducting more and more egregious acts is a false. It's a few good ones are spoiling it for the rest of them, and there's very, very few. What? Generally, they've left the police force, the paramedics, the firemen, they do the same thing. They're kind of good men in general, but when it comes time to being present while these events go on, they dummy up like punks, Michael. That's what I'm trying to help you guys understand.
RBN.
These men are sissies. Okay.
Let me stop you. Board operator, I can hear you talking. Okay, turn your mic down. Board operator, whoever that is. Yeah, it's not you. Okay, who else is talking?
I don't hear anybody over talk myself.
I heard somebody. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
All right, George, were you saying something?
Yeah, I was talking to my wife, but can I reiterate on something? My dad was a retired Miami-Dade cop, and he was with Internal Affairs, and he retired in disgust because he watched the corruption of these asset forfeiture laws happening.
Uh-huh.
And he, like I say, he was one of those protective old-school police officers, and when he retired in disgust because he was watching his men sit there and take people's hard-earned property, hard-earned money, and not think a thing about it. You know,
so I guess both of you would be in agreement with me saying the old saying that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. They get themselves a little bit of power, and the majority of them ultimately are corrupted.
I'd have to agree with that.
Okay, George, have you got anything else? I've got a lady caller on the line here. George, anything else you want to add?
Yes, I got one officer up in Sumter County, Florida, a detective. He's right now he can't come out right now because he's testifying before the grand jury, but he broke a cardinal rule in his sheriff's department policy. They're not supposed to be writing any police reports if there's any molestation in foster home, anybody in state care, children or anything like that being abused. They're not supposed to write reports, and this cop said hell with it, and he filed a report, and now there's a paper trail of instances happening in this one foster home, and you know, and instead of everybody giving him a high five, saying thank you for uncovering this crime, they're sitting there hounding him because now they're in risk of losing federal money, and he can't talk right now because he's testifying before a grand jury because he got this case before a grand jury, and believe me, a lot of people in that sheriff's department's heads are going to roll. So,
maybe,
well,
it sounds like he's one of those few, and I know they're out there. We can't lose hope. We can't lose hope that there are men and women who still have honor and integrity, but my experience in my life suggests otherwise.
All right,
and
I'll tell you what. Thanks for the call, George. I appreciate
themselves.
It.
People should not allow themselves to be deceived.
Yeah, hold that thought, Clinton. George? Okay, let's go to Brenda in Texas. Brenda, you're on with Michael and Clinton. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I have a son-in-law who was in prison from the time he was 18 till he was 28. He remained and became a heroin addict and an alcoholic while he was in prison. He could get anything that he wanted. What can we as citizens do to help our corrupt prison system? I understand that the United States has the largest prison population per capita of any country in the world. At least that's what I've heard, and it has to do with business. The prison system is big business.
Right. Well, let me stop you there. You're asking me what can we do about it, and this I wish I had the answer to that, Brenda. But I'm going to tell you this in my own experience and from talking to different police officers. You know, this is deliberate. This is by design, and they're converting civil laws over to criminal laws, and they're ingratiating, if you will, more people into the system. And you're right; it is big business. They're privatized. A lot of the prison systems are owned by a company called Unicor, and Unicor the stock is privately held, and it's held by, from what I can understand, judges, attorneys, prosecutors, and public officials. Okay, and so when the and Clinton, you correct me if I'm wrong, but they pay them anywhere between 23 cents, I believe, and $1.15 an hour.
We went 5, 10, 15, and 25, Michael.
5 cents, 10 cents, 15, and 25?
Right, 5, 10, 15, 25. We're on a nickel plan. Runners got a quarter an hour. All right, because they brought most of the information that they wanted collected surreptitiously, so they got paid the most. If you went into industries like making license plates or furniture or clothing or whatever, you'd start out at a nickel an hour.
But I meant just feeding the prisoners and doing, I mean, a lot of that, the food that's paid for, the utilities, everything, is big business, is it not?
All right, I tell you what, both of you stick with me. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. We're talking about abuse in the prison systems, police brutality. Stick with us. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Back, folks. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, talking about police brutality in the prisons and the police state as a whole and what could be going to happen to us very shortly. And we have phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We have Clinton on the line talking about his experience, and also Brenda in Texas. And Brenda, I want to tell you, I wish I had the answers to what we could do, but I don't. Go ahead. Oh, did she? Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's go, Clinton. You're with me for the rest of the hour, I imagine, right?
I'm fine if you are.
Okay, you're my guest then.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, you're on with Michael and Clinton. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Clint. How you doing, friend?
I'm fine and dandy these days, Mike. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Oh, excellent. You're up there in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, Milwaukeeville.
Yeah, cool, man. You were the guy that called Kevin Barrett a sissy, huh?
That's right.
That's what he
is, too. He's a sissy and a coward and a punk.
Yeah, because a man does what he says, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right,
friend.
He's
a backstabbing sissy and a punk.
There you go. Mike, you really better consider having this man on because he really does want to expose the truth for what it is. And by the way, men, a lot of times these people think they have the whole truth with the Word of God, and we have an incomplete Bible in our presence, because if you'll recall a little bit of history, those early settlers were not afraid to take care of business. These mamby-pamby preachers nowadays have basically emasculated the populace, and they carried with them, the early settlers carried with them the Geneva Bible, which was not politically correct as the King James Version is. And you'll find that those people had no trouble, and they didn't wait 100 years to take care of business. They didn't run around as these so-called Power Rangers and let's have an info war. So, yeah, Clint, you're just, I really respect what you got to say there. And, Mike, if you could just have him on, because I know he could definitely expose a lot of the others that are out there. Oh, and Clint, you sound like a learned man. Have you ever heard of the writings of Josephus?
Certainly have.
Oh, sir, if you ever had read the introduction to Josephus?
Nothing in particular I can recall, but, you know, I've spent a lifetime reading. When you go to prison, you got a lot of time on your hands.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend. Read the introduction to the life of Josephus there, and you'll see what the real Christians were really all about. Why do you think that they were tortured and murdered, for goodness sakes? Because they were just nice to the system? Those people actually fought.
That's right. They stood their ground, didn't they?
That's right, Clint. You're right. We are living in such a twisted, perverted realm of religiosity that it's next to unbelievable.
You know, I wrote that down on a thank you because one of my closest friends is a good Christian man, so he believes of himself to be, but he's been misled by false Christian doctrine.
Oh, exactly, friend, exactly. Look, the day before Christ himself went to the cross, they were still cutting off ears. Do you think 3 years of preaching, don't you see, oh, we don't need those swords. The Father's going to take care of it all. Let's go to Luke 22 when he said, after the gospel was preached to the Jews there, now it's time to get it to the world, but also take your sword with you this time. The reason why they had to turn their cheek and go without sword and sandals was because Christ had to...
He had a job to do.
I'm sorry?
He had a job to do.
Yes, but he had to give the lost tribes there, the ones that were left in around Jerusalem, he had to give the truth to them in a certain special way. But after it was given to them, the gloves were taken off, my friend.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I got to stop you, Mike. I'm, you know, I appreciate all the input, and I appreciate your call. We're getting a little off topic, though. I want to get back to where we were. So thank you for the call, Mike. Let's go to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on with Michael and Clint. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael and Clinton.
Hi.
I just recently, well, about a year ago, I had an opportunity to go with some respected members of my community to look over a jail, the conditions at a jail. And we were walking down this hallway in the jail, and one of the inmates screamed out through a glass window real loud to us while we were walking by. He said, "Why don't you ask them about the room that they take us back and beat us in?" And this whole crowd that I was walking with never acted like they never even heard him and kept right on walking. So I turned to the man and looked in his eyes. And I could see the man was sincere, okay? So I started to say a couple words, and the deputy standing behind me put his hand on my shoulder and forced me to keep on going. And, you know, that guy's voice still bothers me. I still hear his voice every once in a while. And I wanted to ask your guest, do you think that man was telling the truth?
It's very hard to tell because, you know, men in that kind of a situation are prone to try to say and do anything so that they can have a moment of respite because life there is very cruel and very hard. So, in general, my philosophy was always to give the benefit of the doubt to the sensitivity and say yes. He probably was because they call them elevator rides, a joy farm. You take your pick. They got some place where they're going to take people out of the general site so that they can have a blanket party or do whatever they want to do.
Okay. Just the thing that bothers me the most, I guess, is the whole crowd just kept moving and never cared what the man said.
That's what I was trying to say about most of your so-called good and honest police officers. They're cowards and sissies. They know this is going on. They don't step up. That's why I was talking about Barrett, too. Same thing. Barrett stood by at an event in Milwaukee and allowed them to have me arrested, which I avoided narrowly because I spoke out and I said I will refuse to be wasting my time calling the congressmen when they're the domestic enemies. You people are being taken to the cleaners by these people who are saying, let's call our congressmen, let's this and let's that. Listen, men and women, these people are serving the enemy, the domestic enemies that we've talked about. That term that we've learned from the founding fathers in their writings has meaning.
Well, Clinton, let me interject something here, because I have to, you know, disagree with you regarding calling the congressmen, the senators, and I'll give you an example of the hate crimes legislation. You know, we got that defeated by lambasting the congressmen and senators with phone calls and faxes and emails and so forth to the point where it went down. So, you know, I don't know that it works all the time, but in that case it worked. Now, let me ask you this question, Clinton. You were at a rally or something, or an anti-war demonstration?
I went to a 911 truth event that
Mr. Barrett and
his crew are involved in. And it was run by a little fifth-grade teacher who had an attitude about me because I have a lot of leadership skills, and he didn't want me to acquire any of his followers. That's what it comes down to. You know?
Okay, now let me go to Steve for a minute. Steve, you went through a tour of a prison system, is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and what function or organization were you with when that happened, and how many people were with you on that tour?
There was probably about 12 of us, and I would rather not mention because I don't want to.
Okay. No, that's okay. I'm just curious. And so as this happened and this gentleman, you know, shouted out what he did, and then you're the only one out of that group of 12 people that actually stopped and listened to what the man had to say and looked in his eyes, and then there was a guard behind you that put his hand on your shoulder and forced you to keep walking, correct?
Yes, right. That's right.
And I would say, correct me if I'm wrong, Clint, but I would say that would probably be about the right ratio, 11 to 1, of the people that are awake and have the guts to actually stand up and do something as opposed to the people that are sheeple and stand by and do nothing. Would you agree?
Only in a general sense. I know it's some numbers things, and you know how I feel. You know what I mean in that regard, but I understand what you're trying to convey, so yeah, I would agree with you on that.
You know,
I think basically a lot of us really want to be honorable men and women of integrity, have ethics and morals, but for whatever reason, the rest of our humanity, those seven deadly sins, really rule most of our behavioral, and our fear is used to control us. You know, loss of this, loss of that. So there's a lot of complexity in somebody's questions.
No, I agree with you. Steve, did you have something else?
Just another thing that I would have to take into consideration is the man that pushed me forward and kept me moving may have been trying to save me a lot of heartache, too, from speaking up like that. So I guess you got to think of every angle, you know.
Well, right, and as Clinton had interjected here, yes, there's a lot that comes into that. And I will say, you know, In the complex society in which we live, there's a lot that goes into the equation, and a lot of these people, I'm sure a lot of the listening audience, part of the reason why we're here, you know, listening to what we're listening to and doing what we're doing, myself included, is because we have been touched, if you will, by the powers that be in one form or another, in the realization that it isn't what they have portrayed it to be, if you know what I mean. For example, me being beaten in the head by a police officer, Clinton spending 12 years on and off in prison. It's not until you walk into the belly of the beast, if you will, that you realize that everything that you've been taught, or most of what you've been taught as a child, is a lie. And it's because of that, and the large majority of the American public are sheeple. They aren't confronted with it, and if they are in any capacity, they just kowtow down and don't stand up because they've been indoctrinated into this system. That's my take on it.
Oh, you said that very well, Michael. Very well, because I can't convey any more than I can say this, that living that life of misconception is perhaps the most serious threat to our freedoms and our liberties today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was trying to mean about calling the congressman. I'm not suggesting we shouldn't call, period, flat out. I'm suggesting is what do we do when we do call them? Like, my local hero right now is a man named Charles Cookie Thornton, who lost his life the other day. But he did what had to be done, finally. We have to let these domestic enemies and other tyrants and these cruel and evil, corrupt people who are controlling our nation know, unquestionably, that if they're not prepared to work civilly with us, when we put our concerns on the table, they're going to be put to death. That's all there is to it, because they're putting us to death. So it's me or you, buddy. And when you go to prison, you kind of learn that lesson really well and real fast. Or
that's
else.
That's when it hits you right in the face.
Yes,
yeah,
sir,
I mean that's the rudest of all awakenings. Okay, yeah. Steve, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate your input, partner. Let's go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're on with Michael and Clinton. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good for you as usual. Excellent, Mike. I just wanted to mention I would have this program dedicated to Officer 328, truly a gentleman and an officer, and a true representative of a constitutional republic. But as your guest has mentioned, the rest of them are nothing but lackeys and or agents, road agents, for those domestic terrorists that occupy the Congress. Now, I would only mention this by virtue of the fact that those poor people that participated in the Missouri 20 effectively lost the battle and have now won the war, because you have this brave gentleman on the air only pointing out the obvious. I myself, and I guarantee you, as a medical professional, I'm really not into creating bullet wounds or blood. But the issue ultimately is, how close are our calls and our letters being paid attention to by domestic terrorists that are creating these incidents? I've been in police stations, and I've been chained to their walls. I've been beat up, assaulted to the point I had to go to the emergency room. I've literally snuck Patriot ladies out of cruel winter storms with their windows shot out and their dogs shot, and nobody paid attention. And now it comes down to your guests telling all the truth. If it would be only 0.1% that Jack McLam could convert, it would be enough that it would have to be a moral imperative that these Nazis would be arrested and everybody would go home just shaking their head and laughing.
Bill, who's Officer 328?
A gentleman that I knew in St. Louis. He was one of few. He would be the one that would cause Officer Nasalroad, who broke my nose and blackened my eyes, that I had to go to the emergency room with LaForte out of Edmondson Police Station. He would have been the one that would have stood up, but he wasn't even in the district. But he's that one-tenth of the population that your guest is mentioning that are decent, but are so greatly outnumbered by the criminals and the fascists that populate that whole entire system, from the sissies in black dresses all the way down to that penal colony that harvests us as citizens. And to your caller that called in and asked, well, what can be done, Michael? Surely you would be aware that within part of the Patriot broadcast community, there are true solutions and answers. And I would encourage her to listen very closely every Sunday night when Dr. Sam Kennedy is on, and certainly Mr. Ralph Wetterout.
And I had Jack and Margie Flynn on my show the other day,
Right, exactly.
But we're talking about a different premise there. We're talking about in the courtroom, and yes, leading up to. But these laws that have been converted from civil to criminal, especially a lot of them traffic and so forth, and they don't tell us anything about this. And I mentioned this on my show the other day. They are entrapping us into a system here that is causing us to be railroaded into. We're all criminals. Okay, they're making criminals out of all of us for what crimes that were committed we don't even know. We don't know until after we commit it, and it could be the most mild of crimes. And they're subjecting us to fines and penalties and jail time and so forth. And they're doing this deliberately because, again, this privatized corporation, Unical and these other corporations are making money off the labor of these inmates. So yes, you're right. Whack and Hut's another one. Okay, but what I'm saying is that is not the full answer. That's a step in the right direction. And Brenda, yes, he's right. Sam Kennedy, Ralph Winterroad, Jack and Margie Flynn, that's a step in the right direction. But that doesn't alleviate the ongoing problem that we have right now with all these people that are in there being subjected to torture. I mean, people say Guantanamo Bay, and oh my God, that scandal that broke out. As Clinton said, this has been going on in our own domestic prison system for a long, long time. It's just been covered up. All right, we got to take a break. Stick with me, Bill. Clinton, you're there, right? Clinton, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We'll be back with the final segment in 3 minutes, folks. Sticks with us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week. Week.
All right, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I've got Clinton, my official guest today, who called in, and I just thought I'd keep him up for the whole show. And we've got Bill in Idaho. Bill, you want a closing thought before I let you go?
Well, I just hope that that lady in Texas is listening, because she mentioned, you know, what can we as citizens do? Well, the very first thing you can do is to quit being a citizen.
Yeah, hi, hello.
That's how you are placed in that bondage. Our Lord mentioned getting out of Babylon.
Damn right. Tell him the truth, mister.
Good point, Bill. Okay, you got me. You got me. You're right. That is a solution.
That's what I'm trying to say, Michael. Non-cooperation is our greatest weapon. If we're going to do anything non-violently, non-cooperation.
Clinton, you know I preach that all the time. You know, hey, you know, they can't do what they're doing to us unless we let them.
That's right.
We've got to stand up and not let them.
That's right. And you know how many tens of thousands of men out here are disaffected, disillusioned, hateful because of what we've been put through? And the animosity in this society is well known now. And they reiterate it by going, oh, people aren't polite anymore. Well, I'll tell you what, people are ready to do a whole lot more.
I know that there is a fury growing, and there's a lot of animosity and dissension growing within the American people, and you saw that in the last election when the Democrats were supposed to come in and solve everything, but we know they're both in lockstep together. And so now we've got this charade that's being played upon us right now with this, the primaries and the debates that are going on, and all of these the high tier candidates are all bought and paid for. So we have a little more of the same, either a choice of doo doo or caca. You know, the only viable candidate that was running was Ron Paul, and he's a long shot at best now. But yeah, there's a growing anger. That is, and then there's a lot more people awakening. But we all have to do our jobs, Clinton, and I'm sure you'll agree. And this is the reason for my show and the reason for RBN. We've got to all do our part to wake people up, bring them to RBN, go out, show them copies of Freedom to Fascism, let them know what's going on here. Because if we don't, there's a day that's going to come. It's going to be too late. Do you agree, Clinton?
Yeah, and I've burned out all of my family and personal relationships with people doing that. And I'm really thankful for RBN and yourselves doing what you're doing, using this broadcasting media, because you're reaching so many people. A lot more people that you can use with sneaker net, that's for sure. So I'm worked on a sneaker net, you know. And the press, the media around here, they won't allow people to call into talk shows or anything like that. So we're really like all tossed together through the ability of RBN to bring us together, and that's all fine and well. But
well, very good.
We've already, in my opinion, Michael, we've reached a level of general, we've saturated all possibilities using the resources that you men and women working through RBN and GCN have made possible. That's my personal opinion, because the rest of it is so tightly controlled. And so many people are disillusioned or outright traitors to the country and don't give a damn about nothing. Mm-hmm. And falsely believe that they're going to be on a winning team. What? This is sardonic humor coming up, but people
well
got
put.
A big awakening.
All right, listen, I want to thank you so much for spending my show with me today, Clinton. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
And I will be in touch with you, okay?
Good
thank
day,
you so
everybody.
Much, Clinton. All right. All right, folks, the end of another day. Michael Herzog of the National Intel Report, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, the end of another day. And I will see you tomorrow with Richard Gage and Lee Kroc. So tune in again tomorrow. Another good show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.